Patreon update. Back again with another discussion or patch, I guess we're calling these.
Yes.
My name is Gregomo. I almost forgot to do the introductions. But my name is Gregomo, and I'm joined by my two friends as usual.
Hi, I'm Air.
I'm Goldstar.
Yep, and we just saw Shazam about three hours ago.
Shazam!
Well, we just finished it. Yeah. But
here's our little
what
review.
Did you guys think about the movie?
We'll get to that. Let's talk about the movie itself. So for those of you who don't know, this is a DC movie made by Warner Brothers. It's a Superman-esque type superhero. And this was his origin movie.
And possibly his only movie.
It's that
little 15-year-old kid who says Shazam, and then he turns into a grown man and in a bad suit.
And in a bad suit.
Yeah.
They honestly could have made the suit better for the movie. But
okay, so I think it's fair to say we all had issues.
Yes.
With the movie. We're gonna try to keep things spoiler free up
for the first half, and then we'll let you know when spoilers come.
Yeah, because. Yeah. Technically, movie's not out yet for another couple weeks. So if you want to always, you're free to come back and listen to the spoiler cast. Or don't, just listen to it all at once.
No. Do come back and listen to it again.
Oh, actually, yes, no. Yeah, listen to this multiple times. Yes. Help us out.
I know. He's new, don't worry.
Who wants to go first?
Okay, I'll lead it off then. Let's talk about CG in the movie.
There was
CG in the movie. Obviously, it's a superhero movie.
Bad.
Yeah, lightning and stuff. You guys did not like the CG?
The villain, yeah. the monsters.
I thought the CG was okay, right? Mm. Not as great as Alita, right? However, the CG was passable.
The CG in this was comparable to Stranger Things 2 or Stranger
Things. Okay, yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
And
it's not a
very
good
thing. A TV show.
Yeah.
I guess when there's six or seven grunts that the main villain just uses all the time, and it's just all CG, and it doesn't look like they tried to make the CG look good in any way. It's passable. Screw it. It's good enough.
It also looked like they tried to not make the movie any good.
Okay. To be fair, the movie had certain good points. The movie was very much a split between Billy Batson, the main character, with his foster family and trying to find his real birth mom and whatnot, and superhero stuff. And honestly, I found all the non-villain stuff, anything not to do with the villain, the superhero stuff, the power origins,
the actual kid himself,
and the foster family, I thought that was a good movie. About 30-40% of the movie, it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. And hey, finding child actors is hard. All these child actors, pretty good.
They're all good.
The stereotypical bullies and whatnot, they're generic bullies.
The bullies were bad.
The bullies were just any bully you'd ever see in a movie. But honestly, everything to do with the foster family and all that stuff, I liked. That's about all I liked.
I'll say this. I did like the fact that it wasn't a typical DC gritty movie, right? But, however, they try to do too comedic, too out there and fun and stuff, right? And that was... They try to do too much of it,
I didn't have an issue with the comedy because some of the comedy, the jokes actually landed. Right, some of the jokes are actually pretty good. It was picking fun at some other superhero movies or some other tropes and stuff like that. But there's some jokes they dragged on for way too long.
Yeah,
there are some just gags that they're supposed to run throughout the entire movie. It just didn't land. Some of them, some of the comedy was good, but they took it too far sometimes.
Yeah, they wrote good jokes and then they're like, oh, we're really proud of this joke, guys.
Let's keep going.
Let's keep this joke going.
Run it into the ground.
Which is a shame. Although they did have a few solid gags that had an appropriate amount of screen time, and then that's it.
Okay, is it just me or did this feel like a very old movie? Like you're watching something from back in the 90s.
It felt kind of, and maybe not in the 90s, but I very much felt anything to do with the origin of the superpowers, like Shazam itself, that all that, mainly because of the budget, it felt like it was something from early 2000s, mid 2000s, those kind of superhero movies.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Fantastic Four and Rise of the Silver Surfer, those kind of movies.
Yeah, it felt very old, like something you dust out a DVD, outdated.
It was like the superhero movies that first came out that never really landed with people.
Yeah.
Right? It kind of had that kind of vibe to it, which
seemed to be going back. And it didn't really, and not in a campy, fun way. It more in a just, this is kind of outdated and obsolete, even by other DC movies. Like,
Aquaman was good.
Aquaman wasn't a perfect movie. I did not like Aquaman nearly as much as you guys, but Wonder Woman was a far better movie than
Wonder Woman was really good too.
Mm-hmm. It was better than this movie, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Where would you rank Shazam on like the tiers of DCEU movies?
I think right above.
Are you counting the Batman trilogy?
No, DC Extended Universe. Excluding that. So starting Man of Steel onwards.
Yeah, I'd put it just above Justice League.
Above?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was better than Justice League.
Yeah, the CG in this was at least better than Justice League. Why was the CG so bad in Justice League?
Well, I will say this. I was thinking about this a little bit earlier, right before we hit record, and it is a it's a movie that is better on a technical level than Justice League and Batman vs. Superman and stuff like that. Yes. However, that kind of works against it because movies like Justice League, I had fun watching it to point fun at how bad it was.
Mm-hmm.
All the flaws that came, like me and my friends were joking about it in theaters, laughing about it. Shazam is a better movie because it has less flaws, but that also makes it a more boring watch because it's just,
that's fair.
That part's
it was
not
a
well
boring
done.
Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? It was like, I'd rather chill at home and watch that. Right.
And it's a shame because a lot of the actors, especially Zachary Levi, who plays Shazam, it's like they were having a lot of fun in being in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's great, but I wasn't having fun watching it. So I was kind of like, all right, like, when can we
head out? Let me pull the question then. Do you think it wasn't the movie itself, but the superhero? Do you think we were ready for a Shazam movie? Let's say they do a reboot, right? Do we honestly want a reboot?
Honestly, I feel like if the movie was just tighter and more cohesive between, like, because they had a good movie in there somewhere with the foster kids and stuff like that. If they had just had something a little bit tighter, I feel like it could have been a good movie. Whether or not that could have been with Shazam itself or with another avenue, I'm not sure. But
they just like fleshed out the villain and gave him some more motivation towards what he's
trying to villain.
Do.
I want to save a lot of my complaints about the villain for the spoiler half, but I will say that was one of my lowest points. The anything to do with the villain and the powers and his motivations and everything.
His motivations didn't make sense to me. Is this the movie? Like you said, it did have its good parts. I definitely did have some parts where I actually enjoyed it, but then there's just some small tidbits where like it doesn't connect. Sort of like it just doesn't feel like that's the same movie we're watching. But it just dramatically changes in tone and also like just overall sense, right?
And Air, you mentioned it. Yeah, like you mentioned it as we were walking out, and
there was a disconnect between the actors.
Yes.
I believe between Shazam as a child and Shazam as an adult. So Billy Batson versus Shazam. They played each of those roles well. However, you would never think Shazam is Billy Batson or Billy Batson is Shazam. Because their acting is not the same at all. Like you wouldn't think the way Shazam acted, Billy wouldn't act like that. At least from what we saw of
Billy.
Billy
was never that goofy.
And the best friend character strip says, "Yeah, I like you so much better as you're acting now." And so we assume, okay, he's gotten over the whole "I'm unfriendly because I don't trust anybody" hump. But when he turns back into Billy Batson, he's back to the untrusting.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't retain that attitude from his first Shazam-ness.
I think I would have liked it a lot better if the adult version actually acted like the actual Billy, what's his last name? Batson?
Billy Batson. Billy Batson
actually acted like him, like was that gritty or like just...
Not even gritty, just
mature. Yeah. A bit more mature. He was way too goofy.
Billy Batson as a child seemed more mature than Zachary Levi Shazam.
I wonder if the two actors were ever together, acting together. Like if they ever did scenes together so they could see how one acted versus the other.
Yeah, they must have been because they were in the same like locations.
Set. Not necessarily.
And other actors around them were in the same spot. Like, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I can't help but feel like Zachary Levi was just giving the direction, not act like this character, Billy Batson, act like a 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Or act like a 15-year-old in an adult's body. And yeah. he wasn't told to act like Billy Batson. He was just told to act like...
Which he did play that part at least well, playing, yeah. playing a child.
Yeah, he did that job. He did his job well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not saying he was a bad actor. I'm just saying there was a disconnect between the two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were supposed to be the same character.
Was anyone a bad actor in the movie? I feel like the only bad actors were probably the bullies. The two bullies.
Honestly, I wouldn't even say they're bad actors. They're just generic movie bullies.
And like, there's not much of acting.
There are some spoiler actors I could mention that not necessarily are bad, just a bit hammy, but spoilers, obviously. We'll get to that in the second half. Was there anything else we wanted to bring up before we got to the second half? Music.
Did you just notice the soundtrack? I still can't remember a song from the movie.
I can't.
Me neither.
I don't remember the end credit song.
I will say this though.
I remember the end credit song. I can't remember. I can't sing it or hum it.
The end credits sequence, like that the drawings. Cool. That was legitimately my favorite part of the movie because it was like, nice and fun, and I did like that goofiness of like the sketch doodles and stuff.
My favorite part of the movie was when the guy shut the door for us at the front.
Oh my god! Yeah, at some point, some group gave up. They left the movie with the front exit doors, but they didn't bother closing the door behind them, and it just stayed open.
All the sunlight came in, so all the sunlight filled up the room.
Some hero, a true hero,
got up and closed the door,
and that's when people started clapping.
Gozara actually talked to him as well.
Yeah,
like, he's like, "You're the true hero." He's like, "Yeah, thanks, man."
That was a standout moment of this movie.
It had nothing to do with the movie itself.
Hey, you don't know. Maybe Zachary Levi inspired him to be the hero to close that door.
Anyways, the soundtrack wasn't really memorable.
Soundtrack was whatever.
Acting, we mentioned. CGI, we mentioned. Anything? Direction of the movie.
I guess we kind of covered it. Like, it felt like there were two different movies. It wasn't a big cohesive. Thing
that even we cinematography, I don't even think I can't remember a really good shot that was taken through the movie that kind of
did you guys think the story was good as an origin story?
I mean, it did its job, but I don't
do you think
bored
yeah right like it I felt like
I mean people give Marvel a lot of flack for the generic Marvel origin film.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see anything that this did it like this did this followed the formula just poorly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess it's not just a Marvel origin film. I guess we could just call it the superhero origin film. I don't know. I get Aquaman and Wonder Woman kind of had the benefit of being pre-established, but Wonder Woman, it didn't feel as much as a origin film formula movie as this one did. This one followed it almost to the T. Did nothing special, really, other than a couple of jokes here and there. And
how do you guys feel about the way they built the world? Like, the fact that Superman's in the world, Batman's in the world, and stuff like that. How do you feel like for the DC universe?
It didn't feel like... If the DC extended universe is in this, or if this is part of it, it didn't feel like it was in the same universe.
Yeah. Because like, Batman and Superman, they have toys and stuff like that of themselves, despite the fact that Batman is a murderer. Remember, he murders a whole lot of people. Superman, a lot of people hate him because he murdered a lot of people unintentionally. And now they have, like, toys and stuff about, like, of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And also, who...
I did like the callbacks,
but... Who profits off of that, off of those toys? Who got the rights to make Batman toys? Because it sure as hell ain't Bruce Wayne. You know? Like, I had the same issue with, after Avengers, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the first episode was like, hey, here's the toys of the Avengers. I'm like, who's making that? Who got the property rights? Like,
there's no property rights. You just make it. There's
some random dude who owns a stall that sells a bunch of toys, probably. Randomly makes off-brand toys.
You know what? There is actually one scene that I really did like, and that's the scene in the mall, because that's the mall near here that they filmed it in.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that's that mall, remember? Like, do we want to say what mall? I guess it doesn't matter, but yeah. that was all that sequence was in that mall. Like, it's in the lower floor, like right in front of the old Rainbow Cinema.
Oh my god, yeah. I thought I recognized it.
Remember?
Yeah.
Like, in our group chat, like, somebody we knew took a bunch of people to watch Wonder Woman, and they were filming Shazam at the same time.
That's hilarious.
Really, I did not know that it was even filmed here.
Yeah, I'll show you the stuff in the group chat later. But yeah, it's the entire time I'm like, I'm surprised they didn't. There's the Payless, the shoe Payless store. Oh, there's that store. I'm surprised they didn't like.
Hide I was any more these. Paying attention to like, oh, I recognize. Yeah, like...
How many stores are out of business in this shot? That one, that one, that one.
So, anyways, I feel like. We got to go further. We got to go into spoilers.
Yes, I think it's time.
Before we end, how would you guys recommend the movie, though?
I'd say watch it for if you want, if you're bored, have something, and you want something fun to watch, I guess, to an extent.
It is a funny movie to watch, at least, at some points.
If you have children, I guess, it's a good movie to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Okay. You know what? If you have children who don't really care about
superheroes that much, and
like, if you want it in the background, I think this is a background movie.
Yeah,
I don't think it's fun enough to spend 2 hours when those 2 hours could be spent on other fun movies, mm-hmm. like much more fun movies. Yep. I don't know. I don't even know if this is worth watching.
This is worth watching. Oh, okay.
Okay,
have it on the background. Don't pay for it. Wait for it to show up on a subscription service of your choice.
Yeah. I'd say watch it, but don't. Go out maybe of not way. In theater. Yeah, go out of your way or whatever to watch it. Like it wasn't that great.
Do you want to do a number thing?
We'll get to that at the end maybe.
Okay.
What are your feelings on it, Gurks?
I thought the movie, if like you want to watch a movie that's just like like you have some comedy in there, you have some parts like if you just like those old style superhero movies, then maybe you will enjoy watching it. Mm. But just if you guys feel like you want to watch like a superhero movie that's kind of funny, then it's worth it. Like, at least it's enjoyable, at least to some people. Some people did enjoy it.
Okay. Now for the spoilers. So, warning, spoilers up ahead. If you want to watch the movie and you're serious about this, now is the time to put this on pause.
We'll be here
and
for it.
Let's start this.
Okay.
All right. So, one of my biggest things, first 5 minutes of the movie when they were in the damn car, right?
Yeah.
And the guy's playing with a freaking 8-ball.
The flashback.
Why was his dad so pissed at him about that?
There was no explanation. Because the villain is a little kid. It's his origin story or whatever.
They just wanted to drive home the fact that the father liked the older son more. And he thought the younger son, who became the villain, was garbage.
But like the main part of why he was pissed at him is like, oh, why are you such a child? I'm like, the kid's like 10.
He's a child, yeah.
He's like, well, you're going to yell at him for being a kid? Like, don't bring your toys. It's a freaking 8-ball.
And not only that, but when the older brother threw the toy back at the villain when he was a kid, the dad was laughing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're very clearly just being... You're written in a way just to cause conflict. You're written in a way to be your origin.
Exaggerating that fact.
Yeah.
it was lame.
The first thing that popped in my head was like the dad's like, screw you for being a kid, you kid. Like that's what it felt like he was saying.
And honestly, everything to do with the villain, everything to do with his motivations, I just felt like
his motivations
was an empty hole. Okay. So, flash forward, the villain gets his powers or whatnot. He comes after the family, kills the family. For some reason, the dad is the embodiment of greed for some, mm-hmm. but just because he has a company, even though we never saw any of that. Like, there were a lot of sins that he was guilty of in the first scene. None of it was greed.
Yeah.
So, okay, whatever. Even ignoring all that, what was his reason? What was the main villain's reason? I don't even remember his name.
Just to prove that he wasn't garbage.
No, what was his reason for continuing afterwards?
Yeah.
Like after the family's dead, he got his revenge. Okay.
Oh, because he wanted to prove the old Shazam wrong. He wanted to show him that this is real power. This is, like, I was the chosen one.
Like, I don't know, like...
By force.
He proved the place was real. He got the abilities of the demons. And the demons, what were they trying to tell him? Like, you could get everything you want or whatever, something like that?
They were trying to use him to escape.
They escaped?
Yeah.
Like...
Why do you still need that body?
Because I feel like they needed the orb. The orb wasn't broken, maybe. I don't know. That's not the point. Anyways, the way Shazam got his powers. So all these people came before him,
mm-hmm.
and they were all put on trial. You either worthy enough to become Shazam, or you try to go for the orb of the demons, because they're promising you stuff. And mm-hmm. everybody goes for the orb of the demons. Just so happens the villain grabs the orb first, and now Billy shows up in front of the old Shazam, and he's like, okay, I guess I'll just give you the power, because I have no choice.
Yeah, because he had no choice at the end, I guess. He's like, oh, you got to take him out or something.
Yeah.
Even just
there's so much wrong with that. That trial itself has so many flaws. First, the reason why Billy is the chosen one is because he wasn't there wasn't anything to tempt him there. Yeah. The thing that tempted and made everybody fail, it wasn't there for Billy. He couldn't fail. He probably would have failed. Second, why have that orb of evilness in the same room?
Like he's a wizard. He couldn't make a fake one.
Put it away. Yeah, make a fake one. Make another test. You know what? You put them in a scenario where they have to save somebody from a scenario. There's your test. Third, why would you invite people to it? The only reason why this happened is because you brought somebody to your lair and then you showed them that they could get power from this orb. And then they came back for the orb. Why, if you just didn't bring people for this test, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, he explained that. He's like, I need to pass on my power before I die.
Because he's old. But guess what? He was dying because he got shot by the old bald dude. He wasn't dying. He was just still chilling there waiting.
No, because he said that when the villain first showed up as a kid, too, remember?
Okay,
he's like, I need to give somebody my power.
Oh, okay, then die.
No, if he dies, then the sins get released.
The guy says
they never outright said that.
They never said
that's
that.
That's what he said. Yeah. He's like,
I don't think they ever outright said that. I think that's just assumptions.
But okay, that could be.
Why?
Even the villain, though, like when he took the powers, he knows that Shazam could pass on his powers to another person, right? He is aware of the fact that that power is able to be passed on to the next generation or whatever. Why didn't he just kill the original Shazam?
Oh, because he didn't find out about the fact that there is a Shazam till he killed his father. Remember the
yeah demons? I know no but I mean like the original Shazam.
Yeah, I don't know, I guess he's like, oh, I'm I got yeah the, yeah he's why like I, you, I got the demon, so I guess I don't need you.
But he knows he could pass on the power.
Yeah,
and he's been doing that for years, like okay, like you're just gonna ignore that fact and just
it was all a convenience thing. Like there are a lot of points of convenience where, oh, how convenient that the main villain knows about Shazam when he runs out of stuff to do after he kills his family. Oh, how convenient that he found Shazam right at the spot when he's doing his TV interview. Oh, how convenient that he chased Shazam into that strip club, but only to not be able to find out where he went.
Like, how did he even find out that he was there?
Yeah, just convenient for the movie. Don't think about it.
Showed up there somehow.
Where, at the house?
At the strip club.
At the strip club.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even link those two together.
It's not that he sensed him, because when they all ran to the carnival, the only reason he found them at the carnival thing was when he turned back into Shazam, or when he turned out of Shazam.
Okay, let's talk about Shazam, how he gets his powers. He says Shazam and he gets his powers. He said that, what, like 100 times in the movie?
Yeah, and every single time he said it, they did a dramatic superhero reveal. Like, we know how he looks. And
is this their ultimate attack?
He does it in a crowd of people. He goes back into his human form, like a kid form, in a crowd of people while they have smartphones on him.
And not only that, he said Shazam to transform, surrounded by his family, who didn't get hurt. And yet when he's in a fight, he says Shazam. When there's somebody vaguely in the vicinity, they get hurt.
Yeah.
What?
Also, there's a scene in the movie where he's fighting the villain. And he's being, like, drowned, right? Mm-hmm. And he says, Shazam. And they do this slow motion.
Oh, my God,
like,
yeah.
Transforming to Shazam, turning around. The villain flies away.
That was,
like, already the 15th or 20th time he turned into Shazam.
Exactly. No, that's but what I was this saying. They do, like, a dramatic superhero reveal every time he does it.
And also, the seven deadly sins, such a half-baked idea, because
couldn't even tell the difference between them.
Yeah, they all look the same.
Except for Gluttony. Gluttony was the knee.
Gluttony was just a big fat thing with a big mouth.
Yeah.
But they all look like the same generic-y gargoyle CG mess.
Look like Gluttony from Fullmetal Alchemist.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. We're supposed to say, oh yeah, that one's clearly Pride. That one's clearly Wrath. It's like, no, I don't.
They couldn't make it obvious.
Like, yeah, it would have been totally fine that we never got to know who was who, right? Mm-hmm. Until they started saying,
yeah,
oh, Billy's where's like, Envy? Oh, where's Sting? I'm like, how can you tell?
I couldn't tell the difference. Maybe Envy was the one with a really long tongue.
I swear there was like two, three of them that looked exactly the same, and I'm just like, how did he know that?
And also in the very beginning, it's like, I have my seven deadly sins. Mm-hmm. Father, you are the embodiment of greed, and that was never really touched. Like, he never used the monsters to go after the specific people of greed. The specific people of specific sins.
Okay, I want to talk about the biggest spoiler of all. The family. No. The Shazam family. They're in the movie right towards the end, where all his little brothers and sisters turn in to Shazam people. I don't even know what
Shazam people.
Shazam people.
Basically, how it happens is just so weird. It's like, all right, I'm the main villain. Shazam, put your hands on the staff and say Shazam. And then Shazam's like, no. He pushes him away and then says, family, touch my staff. And then they all touch the staff and they all say, Shazam. And then just, I just imagine the villain going shocked Pikachu face.
But how did he even know that that would work?
Because the villain kept driving it into him saying, give me your power.
Yeah, but like, how did he know that his power would split between seven people or six people?
Yeah, because there were what, like six thrones or whatever. But yeah, what if those thrones, what if only one of those thrones were Shazam? And those other thrones belonged to people whose names weren't Shazam?
Oh, no. Yeah. They mentioned that in the movie. The guy's like, my brothers and sisters' thrones.
Yeah, but no, I know. But those people weren't named Shazam. So what if he just ended up splitting Jimon Hounsou's powers seven ways? Or six ways or whatever.
Could be, because one of them could go super fast. One of them had super strength. Yeah, one of them could fly.
But Billy had his powers.
Yeah. The entire time. So then, I think he always has his powers. I actually don't know Shazam all that well.
Because when the original Shazam passed on his powers to Billy, he got dusted.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, so, and Billy passed on his power, nothing happened to him. Yeah. So, like, the whole transfer of the powers
just kind of doesn't
work.
I'm pretty sure there's a logical reason for it. They just never explained it.
And then he broke the staff. They put so much emphasis on the staff. The staff was his key of power or whatever, and that was a key to transferring power.
It's more just like a transfer. Like, it's like, you know what it is?
He threw the staff away the first scene.
The staff is just a Pokemon Link cable.
Yeah, but like, that's all it is. In the movie, they put emphasis on the damn thing.
I know. And then it didn't even look that good of a staff. Like, as a prop, it just looked kind of cheap. The costume looked kind of cheap. The CG looked kind of cheap. And also, one more thing about the CG monster. Billy was having trouble fighting that one monster because it kept turning into smoke and kicking his ass. Why did none of the other monsters ever do that ever again? Clearly it worked on Billy. Too.
Like, they're all fighting him. They're all fighting them. They're actually landing hits. Why didn't they just...
I'll say I did like the lair.
Turn to dust.
I did not like the lair.
Really? No. I liked the fact that it was so, like, mystical. There was, like, so many... And there was so many little things hidden around in it.
You know what? I liked the lair when they left the main room. But I'm thinking of the throne room.
I'm thinking that whole area.
Like, that
the was
doors.
The zone of the immortal, I think that's what it was called or something.
It was in the movie for, like, 30 seconds.
I just
liked
the room with a bunch of doors, and each one they opened was, like, a different world or something. The crocodiles playing poker. That was pretty funny.
Like, a door to a different multiverse.
Yeah. That was actually pretty funny.
As for that, like, you mentioned jokes. Certain jokes, really good. But then they ended up beating the dead horse.
Prime example is the joke where they were, like, talking to each other from a mile away.
Yeah. So at the end of the movie, right before the final clash between Shazam and main villain.
Main villain.
Mark Strong is the actor's name.
Did they ever mention what he...
I know his last name's like Savani or something like that. Yeah. Savannah.
Thaddeus.
Savannah.
That was the family company's name.
So they're flying in the air, and they're like, the main villain's doing his talk. He's like, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to carve your heart out with a spoon or whatever. And then it cuts to Billy all the way like in distance. He doesn't hear a thing.
It's like down the street.
I can't hear because the cars and stuff like that. And it keeps cutting back and forth between the speech and Billy going like, I can't hear you. And it was funny for the first two cuts.
Yeah, for the first two cuts.
And then they kept the joke kept going for like 30, 40 seconds.
They should have just ended at the first two cuts and then got with it. Because that would have hit harder. Because then after that, you're just feeling like, okay, when is the fight actually going to start?
Yeah. Other jokes like Freddy, the main friend character. The jokes about like, trying to figure out the powers. Like with the camera and stuff like that. Though some of those were really good. Like the fire test, really, really funny.
Yeah.
But then... Yeah, I get it. He can't fly yet. I get it. He can't fly yet. I get it. He can't fly yet.
They kept trying that. They're trying to hint at the fact that he can fly.
So, and then to the point where he finally flew, it's just like, I don't feel it's special because it's just...
Speaking of the fight scenes, right? I didn't think they were all that great. I think the first fight scene where Shazam's fighting the villain, Shazam doesn't know how to do anything. He's just running away. I felt like that was done well, right? Because when we first see the big baddie use his powers, right?
It was done well because it felt like he thought like, okay, I'm the only one that's like super strong in this area. He got his shit handed to him. Yeah, basically, right?
And then from there on, the whole carnival scene towards the end, it was just like, I don't know. It felt very wasn't that great.
But like also, there was a lot of
flying around.
I talked to you guys about it in the car because I wasn't too aware of Shazam before this, but Shazam is apparently supposed to be really strong, right?
Yeah. He's a strong hero. Strength and he's essentially Superman, but with the mind of a kid.
But even at the end of the fight where he's like, okay, I have to fight now, he seemed very weak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only way he won was because the guy lost his powers. Other than that, he did barely sort of chance against
him. I feel like a big reason is just the lack of fight choreography in this. Like, it felt like there was no... fighting choreography whatsoever in mm-hmm. these things, so that when there were big fight scenes, it's just like it didn't feel like anything special.
They made it up a lot with CG. His family
seemed like better fighters than him.
Yeah.
I liked his family though. I'll give him that. The Foster family and the kids.
I liked the Foster family before they turned. They're transformed.
Yeah.
Before they transformed, they were great. And then after they transformed, it just felt kind of hammy.
As an origin movie, I don't think they should have done the family. Maybe at a later date. But now it's like, if they want to do a Shazam 2, you got to worry about Shazam and his brothers and sisters.
Shazamettes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as soon as that happened, I realized, oh, we're not the demographic for this. It's kids. This is a kids movie. Despite the fact that they say like bad words in the very first scene, and they drop bad words whenever they can, this is still technically a kids movie.
Yeah, it was. I feel like, yeah, they were playing to two different audiences. I guess. Right? Like, there were some scenes where it's like, okay, yeah, this belongs in a kids movie. And then there were some scenes where it's like, okay, yeah, this is a little bit more mature, right?
Yeah.
And
the scene where Billy finds his mom and the mom's just kind of like, all right, bye. I purposely lost you.
I felt like it felt a little flat, though.
It was a bit obvious for the buildup, but compared to the rest of the movie, I liked it. It was a good capstone to the Foster family storyline, which was the only good part of the movie, in my opinion.
Like, even for me, like, I'm always a huge fan of just action choreography. I always judge, like, these action movies by their action choreography. Yeah. And superhero movies are tough to do action choreography for, especially when you're super powered.
But because it is possible.
Like, it is possible to have good action choreography. Definitely is possible.
Winter Soldier, for example.
Yes, exactly. Like
Civil War, the airport scene.
There are fight scenes in like the Marvel movies. You could tell like, each hero has a specific type of fight style.
It's easier to do fight scenes when the person's not overpowered. But if you look at something like Thor Ragnarok, right, where Thor fought Hulk and Hulk is all CG.
Yeah,
right?
Honestly,
that was a good fight.
It was a good fight.
I mean, you could do Superman fight choreography.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, like you just have to have a decent fight, like fighting style or a fight choreography that actually seems like it's efficient.
In this movie, they just flew at each other real fast and one person
flew away. But they barely showed any punches. I don't even think there was that many
punches. I only remember
two
punches and they were both grabbed.
Yeah, and like it didn't seem like it had too much thought in how they're going to fight each other, because he seemed really weak in this movie.
You know what my favorite fight scene is? When they're in the convenience store and the robbers were shooting the guns, and then they cut away to the outside of the convenience store and the robbers just fly out. That's my favorite fight scene in this movie.
Also, another good joke is like, hey, you're bulletproof. But is it the suit or you? Shoot his face.
But also, Billy standing literally like 1 feet away from him when he's getting shot at.
Yeah.
Not like, no behind ricochets. Him, by the way.
No ricochet.
Just beside him. And he's like, ah, yeah, this seems like a good idea.
You know what? When that first bullet hit him and nothing happened, I wanted so bad for Freddy to bend down, pick up that bullet for a replacement for a Superman bullet.
Yeah,
that would have been hilarious.
Yeah, because he had his younger brother had a Superman bullet.
Yeah. And also the other really good joke, the other couple of good jokes. Hey, grab the staff and say my name, Billy. No, the other name.
And I like how he didn't actually say the name because he knew he was going to transform back. So he's like, the name I say to transform. That was pretty clever at least.
And also the Batman toy, he picks up a toy, and it's Kevin Conroy, the cartoon Batman, the real Batman's voice, saying, I'm Batman. And then he just throws the toy at...
That was a terrible one.
I'm Batman.
Oh, man, was Batman actually here for a minute?
No, we're not going to get into that. Okay, final thoughts, unless you guys... Yeah, final thoughts. Let's go for it.
It was...
Don't bother.
A decent movie that some people would enjoy, but if you're a fan of Marvel, you're not gonna like it.
I say I'm glad I didn't spend a lot of money on these tickets, and it's since I guess 30-40% of the movie is good, the Foster scene movies, I'd give it like a 3 or 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
And unfortunately it's not bad enough to be able to make fun of it. It's just a lackluster film.
I would give it a bit higher score, maybe like a 5 or 6. Because it was at least enjoyable. Some people would enjoy it, I think. It's not going to be disenjoyment for everyone. Some
I'd
people
agree.
Will enjoy
I'd say
this movie.
Around a 5 or 6. Again, the movie wasn't all that great. And I probably wouldn't watch it in theaters. I knew going into the theater that the movie wasn't going to be good, right? But I was more disappointed at exactly how bad it actually turned out to be.
The end credit animation. Not the actual end credit scene, but the... the credits,
the pre-credits,
yeah. The actual credits. That was actually enjoyable.
The end credits themselves, they were just kind of nothing.
I didn't even know what was going on.
they're just kind of nothing, both of them.
Yeah. Wait, what was the last credit scene?
The last credit scene was just him talking to fish, and then Freddy points to the movie Aquaman branded T-shirt. Somehow,
what was the joke? Credit scene.
Yeah.
What was the
They tease the monster, the evil monster.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not
Mr. Mind.
Yeah, whatever. That second movie's not happening. Yeah, that movie's not happening.
No, it's not happening. Oh, and also one more thing. Other than that, like, surprise Superman showing up but not actually showing his face at the end of the movie, I would have sworn that this movie takes place in a universe where, like, Superman, like, Man of Steel and stuff were movies, and, like, you could watch. But... And there were Batman and Superman in this universe, but those are just movies based on these real characters until Superman actually showed up. But yeah.
Mm. Anyways, that's our thoughts of the movie. And if you guys have any, let us know if you guys enjoyed it. I don't know if you guys will.
Comments, you could check us out at dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com. That's dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com, or you could drop us a line at dayoneupdates on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook as well.
All right, so I think that's gonna end it off. Anyways, that's gonna end up this episode, and we'll see you guys next time.